So as we said, this covers a whole mess of agencies. When you look across the whole thing, how much of a reduction are we looking at compared to what the administration proposed?
Yeah, well, the bill would cut $2 billion compared to what the administration proposed. Now, that includes $11 million less for the Office of Management and Budget, about a million less for the OPM General Fund. Now, the Securities Exchange Commission would receive $195 million less, but it would still get an increase when all is said and done because about $50 million, committee members say. SEC said it needs more money to enforce parts of the Dodd-Frank financial reform law.
Now, there's also quite a bit, you know, these appropriations bills frequently contain not just dollar amounts, but also some really policy issues. And there's several issues related to GSA in this bill, I believe.
Yeah, that is certainly the case here. Committee members are saying they're trying to prevent a repeat of the abuses that they saw at the Western Regions Conference, where GSA spent almost $1 million at that conference in Las Vegas. Now, the bill would crack down on how much money GSA can spend for certain things. The committee says it wants to abolish the building operations account, which financed that conference. They want to replace it with two other accounts that give GSA just enough money, but nothing more. Specifically, they say in the bill report, the level of funding provided by the committee for the building operations and maintenance would ensure funds necessary to oversee a construction project, keep a federal building in working condition, and negotiate new leases, but scarce enough to starve out opulence and frivolity.
Now, I'm curious, I mean, was there much debate about the GSA issues during the hearing today, or was it pretty much unanimous, let's crack down?
Well, I think that's a big open issue. I don't think that's going to go away. I think there was a lot of there is opposition to that, but I think that the question is where this ends up. Does it really end up in this bill, or does it end up somewhere else? I think the members are just trying to make a statement here.
Right. So how much this is the kind of place where you might expect to see some issues related to federal pay and benefits. Do we see anything here about pay raise, lack thereof, for federal civilians?
Nothing. Nothing at all in this bill. Yeah. Unmentioned. It appears the committee had followed the Senate's lead on not including even a little bit about general pay increase or lack thereof for civilian feds. Now, earlier this month, a Senate panel did the same to a version of its appropriations bill. Now, this doesn't mean they're not going to deal with the issue. They just aren't dealing with it here yet. Now, they could put it in the bill down the line, or they could put it somewhere else.
All right, so I know this legislation's really only been out there, or at least out of the committee, for a few hours now, but what do we know about reaction so far?
Well, the committee ranking member, Norman Dix, not too happy with it. He believes it's going to hurt the government's ability to deliver even basic services. He's even talking about the possibility of furloughs and layoffs. The National Treasury Employees Union also doesn't think the bill's a great idea, especially what it does for the IRS, saying that it would cut $1 billion from the IRS and hurt the ability to collect revenues, making the deficit even worse. Now, Republican supporters, though, don't agree. They say it actually strikes the right balance between cuts and the ability for agencies to deliver essential services. Congresswoman Joanne Emerson says it's necessary to curb the rising tide of federal debt, which is approaching $16 trillion.
Yeah, and you mentioned at the beginning that this is a cut from what the administration proposed, but I believe it was also quite a bit less when you look across the board than these agencies actually got appropriated last year when you look across and add it all together. I don't know if you've got those numbers in front of you.
I didn't add up all the numbers, but I think that is the case. Now, when you actually look at this report, at the bill itself, and you look at kind of the differences, you know, there are winners and losers. So, and it all depends on what you're talking about. If you're comparing it to the president's budget request, or are you comparing it to 2012 levels?
Right. All right. So, just out of the committee today, still a lot of work to do on this. It's got to go to the full House floor, and we still have to reconcile with whatever the Senate ends up doing. So, this process is far from over. But Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio's reporter, bringing us up to speed with the very latest. Ruben, thanks for coming in.
Hey, not a problem.